if you're the fire captain and you're and there's a fire in a house, you're going to send the fire truck and the water hoses and focus on that house until the fire is out. The strategy that we're doing right now is akin to saying there's a house on fire, but we're going to give a cup of water to every house in the entire subdivision.
Well, that was Brampton Mayor Patrick Brown speaking on Metro Morning yesterday about Ontario's vaccination strategy. He says it hasn't focused enough on hotspots in Brampton and other parts of Peel Region. The province is going to be giving the region a greater share of vaccines soon, and later this week, several mosques will be hosting pop-up vaccination clinics for people 18 and over who live in hotspots across Peel. Miriam Minna is with the Muslim Association of Canada. She helped organize a mobile clinic in the group's Mississauga Mosque, the Islamic Community Center of Ontario, and she's been good enough to join us now on the line for more. Good morning to you, Miriam.
Good morning. Thank you for having me today.
Well, thank you so much for taking the time with us. Why did you want to have a vaccine clinic at this mosque in Mississauga?
So MAC's approach has been focused on education, effective promotion, and confidence building to be able to reach different communities. So this partnership at MAC ICCO pop-up between organizations, public health, the province, has proven to be a need for our community and the general, the general population in Peel, and we really think it's an important step forward to ensure we can get some sort of normalcy back, hopefully, in the coming months.
Mm-hmm. And what kind of response did you hear from the community when this was first introduced?
We've had a very positive response, and when we launched with Peel Public Health the registration, we filled 7,000 appointments within 2 hours.
Wow, that quickly, eh?
That quickly, and just proves that people in Peel are ready to be vaccinated, and they're ready to do their part.
7,000 spots in 2 hours. Were you surprised by that demand?
We were expecting that, but we weren't expecting it in that time frame.
Yeah.
The Peel Public Health link had spread very quickly. And many residents that are 18 plus in hot zones were just simply ready to be vaccinated.
What do you think that says about how people in the community are feeling right now at this stage in particular within the pandemic?
I really think that, folks are, it's been a year, and I think folks have been, patient and have been following the guidelines. And I think, everybody simply just wants to do their part. And they're, even we've launched a form for volunteers, and we got several hundred folks just wanting to volunteer, and not just from the Muslim community. Everybody's ready to do their part. And I really think that's what it's come to.
Given an uptick like that, an interest like that, has there been any conversations yet with health authorities about potentially bringing in more vaccines and opening up more spots in the coming days and weeks?
Yeah, so we're definitely still having those conversations. But for now, the focus is on successfully ensuring these 7,000 doses to these registrants are successful. So our focus right now is just the 2-week clinic and ensuring that this process is smooth. And as we go through this process, we hope that more pop-up clinics will open up, and we're committed to supporting others in ensuring that they can successfully open as well.
And speaking of those pop-up clinics, as you know, where we're at right now with this rollout of the vaccine in Ontario, it's been a conversation about what's the easiest way to get people to be able to get vaccinated, remove barriers. Why do you think a mosque is well suited to be able to allow the community to access a vaccine like this?
So MAC has been offering important spiritual support to the Muslim community. And institutions like ours play a crucial role in assisting the most vulnerable. For instance, in our unique pop-up where we have accommodation for those that request it. So for instance, somebody, specifically women that want privacy, we've actually allotted space for that to ensure that there's no hesitancy in coming to the vaccination clinic in order for them, to kind of be able to get vaccinated. So we've you know, institutions do play a crucial role in their communities and into their larger communities, because, you know, we're located in the middle of a hotspot and it's just easy accessibility for many community members.
And of course, throughout the course of these last 13, 14 months now, without access to religious centers and community, do you think there's also something very symbolic as well for a lot of community members to be able to get their vaccine in a place of worship?
Yeah, it definitely is. And it's the place that they attend to on a regular basis as well, right? Mm-hmm. So people just feel more comfortable. And we've been, you know, we've been, like, for example, on our website, we've launched a page with questions and answers specifically on getting vaccinated in Peel and ensuring, for example, the Muslim community is aware that they can get vaccinated while in Ramadan fasting. So it's really crucial when your own centers and institutions play a role in public health matters, because it kind of creates a sense of normalcy and comfort to those that attend your mosque and centers.
And Miriam, as you mentioned, all 7,000 of the slots have currently been filled. But for those who are listening right now, any community members who are interested in potentially knowing what the next steps might be, what's the best way for them to be able to communicate with you?
I think for us, they can definitely get in touch with us. They can to go to our website, macnat.ca, and they can register to get updates. But the best way is the Peel Public Health website, where they have live updates of news pop-ups coming up and new appointment slots. It will always be published there first. And we're, you know, ready to play a role in ensuring also the public that they get information as well. But the best way is definitely to reach out to Peel Public Health on their website.
Miriam, so great to connect with you this morning. Thank you so much and best of luck.
Thank you so much. And thank you so much for having me today.
All right. You take care. That is Miriam Minna, who is the public relations manager for the Muslim Association of Canada. She is helping organize a mobile vaccination clinic that will run in the Islamic Community Center of Ontario. And that starts later this week.